Yeah, Matt Maniacs, we are back. Patreon exclusive only content for the Matt Mania podcast. That's a little Mobb Deep playing in the background. That's off Hell on Earth. That is my favorite Mobb Deep song, Apostles Warning.
Ugh.
Shit goes hard as fuck, man. It's like 1996.
This is like your wrestling entrance could be this song.
No, actually, my wrestling entrance is actually won by Ghostface Killah, produced by Juju from the Beatnuts.
Oh, okay.
That would be my theme song.
But this one's pretty hard.
I love this beat.
Yeah.
Love this beat. I'm about to send it over to Deli and see if Deli will do one of his songs of the year.
There you go.
Have rock over this. So
shout out to Deli, friend of the show.
Oh, hell yeah, man. If you're not familiar with Deli every day.
National hero.
He has literally been doing a song every day. He has 19 more to go as of tonight. Kid is incredibly talented. He raps.
What a gimmick.
And I like guys that rap.
A song a day?
That's a lot of writing. That's a lot of raps.
See, listen, I thought Mega ran.
Right.
I thought the amount of content he puts out is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But Deli is on a different level.
Yeah, man. It's good to see the young man get some shine. He was just in the System movie from Iron Daniels, who we had on the show a few weeks ago.
Use your Googles, ladies and gentlemen.
Great. That's a great movie. Watch the System is now available on Amazon Prime to watch if you're a Prime subscriber.
Yeah.
You can watch it. I bought it. You should buy it, too. It's a great movie. I watched it.
Exactly. If you're not a Prime subscriber, buy the movie.
Just buy the movie.
All right.
But you had a really interesting question before we started recording that I want you to pose, and then I'm going to answer because I liked it. It's a dope idea.
And really because, you know, as you know, this is a pretty heavy ass overall.
Yeah.
However, obviously everyone, the Matt Maniacs has probably noticed, like, hey, they talk about a lot of hip-hop, talk about a lot of music.
Yeah.
The influences behind it, obviously, there's not a lot of, like, wrestling and flow out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mega Ran was a big pioneer of that. So, coming along the heels of music and hip-hop and the actual influence, like, what influences that, I wanted to kick it over to Rock Knowledge. So, Rock, if you can share with the Mad Maniacs, like, what inspired... Let me ask you this, better put... Better yet, what is hip hop to you?
Hip hop for me is it's a way of life, and let me explain that because to me, hip hop is so much more than music.
Hmm.
It is
like a feeling.
It's a culture. There's a culture behind hip hop. For me, I'm born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. I have always had a great appreciation for music.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a very musical household. My tata had a room in the back room at Nana's house. It was his music room. He would listen to a lot of Mexican music, a lot of Gloria Estefan, a lot of different things. And then
on vinyl, 45s.
Vinyl, but he was standing in his little closet with his headphones on.
Nah.
Just vibing. My tata loved music, and that's where I get it from. So I grew up loving music, and growing up in a musical household, before I was introduced to hip-hop, one of my favorite artists of all time is Gloria Estefan of the Miami Sound Machine.
Turn the beat.
You put that
around.
Stuff on, man. I love that stuff. And obviously, like, you know, older Michael, my dad had old, like, Temptations records. Like, so I've been exposed to all kinds of music. Hip hop, though, was the one that spoke to me the most.
Right.
And
it's definitely one of the pillars.
Oh,
makes Rock Knowledge.
It's the pillar.
The pillar.
Hip hop to me had the most influence on my entire life.